Our Father, we continue to pray, and we pray out of deep need, and as well out of gratitude. We are very thankful for the weekend we have been privileged to spend together. We thank Thee for reminding us this morning that our Lord Jesus is coming again. And we do confess that we can become so earthbound and so focused on what's here and now and lose sight of what is there and then. We know, Father, that it will be so sweet to be raptured away, and it will be sweet in what we will leave behind, but also in what we will draw near to our beloved Savior. We long to see Him, and we would pray that the effect of this might be real in our lives and in our assemblies. We might be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so we pray, Father, that the further teaching of the Word of God this afternoon will have effects upon us, challenging our hearts and adjusting our thinking or our behavior and strengthening our faith. And we pray that the Spirit will meet the very need that is in this building right now. We pray, Father, for help in our deep need. Remember as well, Brother Brian, with the responsibility for the gospel here this evening. We pray that the conference will close with souls coming to trust our beloved Savior. He is worthy of this, and we would pray for this blessing. We think, Father, of those who are traveling again and pray for their safety. And we would pause to pray again for those who are going through trials and difficulties. None of these events, what we call tragedies or surprises, there are no surprises for Thee. And this gives us great peace and calmness. We think, Father, of James and Nellie and the tremendous change of having to leave where they have been. And now with this challenge of where they are facing with their child. We pray for little Josiah for his recovery, that Thou will use the doctors and guide them in their treatment. We pray for James and Nellie that Thou will keep them encouraged and bless them. And pray that this trial, that we know that Thou art not standing back to watch what will happen, but Thou art there with them. And pray that they will sense Thy presence and that Thou will bear them along. Remember the work that would undoubtedly be a burden to them. We think of Jesse and Emily there in Mexico and the responsibility there in Santiago, Escuintla. We pray for the assembly that even their absence will cause them to take greater responsibility in their lives, that the little assembly there might grow. We pray, Father, that Thou would remember the Coleman family. Brother, we pray for this little child. We know how tender the Savior was when it came to children. And it must be very, his heart is the same today. And so we would pray that they might enjoy Thy presence and seek and find solace in Thee and comfort and grace and patience. We pray for the doctors and the treatment and the plan that they will be able to help her and leave her with Thee. We think of all these, of Thy people that are passing through trials. And we know that this, each one is something that Thou art permitting and Thou dost have good in mind. And we know that Thou art a great and a good God. Thou art good and doeth good. And we rest with this and begin and stand on this great truth. And we pray for Thy blessing then through the day. We would thank Thee again for the time to pray together as we put our focus upon Thee for the meeting today. In the worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.